Page two items here, permits for projects over 500,000 with no objection.
Sir, Mr. Commissioner, Commission members, these are those projects over $500,000 in value. We have conducted a public interest review for these projects. There are no objections, and staff is recommending approval. We have four what we call page two items on the agenda today, and for the record, I will read the description for each one. Item 2A, Chesapeake Landing Homeowners Association, request authorization to install two 46-foot wide breakwaters measuring 230 linear feet and 130 linear feet in length and extending a maximum of 120 feet channeled of mean low water, and installing a 75 linear foot sill and placing 1,333 cubic yards of clean sand as beach nourishment upon state-owned subaqueous bottom along the Chesapeake Bay shoreline, adjacent to the Chesapeake Landing development, adjacent to Thimble Shores Court in the city of Hampton. And staff's recommended approval of the project with a royalty assessment of $900 for the placement of fill as beach nourishment over 18,000 square feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of 5 cents per square foot. Item 2B, Newport News Department of Engineering is requesting authorization to replace the existing James River Fishing Pier with a 24-foot by 32-foot deck channeled of mean low water, a 12-foot wide open pile pier extending 1,190 feet channeled of the proposed deck, and install a 12-foot by 40-foot floating dock with associated 30-foot long gangway for boat access along the James River upstream adjacent to the Route 17 James River Bridge in the city of Newport News. In this case, staff recommends approval of the project with a time of year restriction of March 15 through June 30 to protect anadromous fish and adherence to a VDOT approved monitoring plan to prevent damage from pile driving operations to the James River Bridge. Item 2C, Corman Wagman, a joint venture, requests authorization to remove an existing bridge crossing to replace with a 51.5 foot wide bridge and to construct a second 58.5 foot wide bridge crossing over a total of 114 linear feet of Accotink Creek, including the use of temporary cofferdams associated with the widening of U.S. Route 1 between Telegraph Road and Mount Vernon Memorial Highway in Fairfax County. All construction will adhere to a time of year restriction from February 15 to June 30th of any year protective of anadromous fish, in addition to standard conditions for erosion and sediment control and in-stream construction. In this case, the project is a design-build project for the Federal Highway Administration, Eastern Federal Lands Highway Division, and Virginia Department of Transportation. And all permits will be transferred, in this case, just to VDOT upon completion of the project. Item 2D, Department of the Army, is requesting authorization to remove an existing pier and pile clusters and install a 17-foot by 395-foot pier with a 17-foot by 196-foot T-head and 8 wet slips, a 10-foot by 10-foot utility platform, and a 196-foot wave screen using existing piles in Gunston Cove adjacent to Wilson Road in Fairfax County. In this case, all in-stream construction work will adhere to a time of year restriction from February 15th to May 14th of any year, with all in-stream work from May 15th to June 30th of any year requiring the use of a bubble curtain protective of anadromous fish. All stream construction work will also adhere to standard conditions for erosion and sediment control. We have to answer any questions you may have. Going back to item 2B, the time of year restriction should be February 15th through June 30th.
Perfect. Thank you, Ms. Watkinson. Any questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody who wishes to speak either against or for any of these projects? Hearing none, the matter is before the commission.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Page two items.
For page two items?
Yes.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Sessions. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.